Hello friends, this is Josh Glazer. I am driving home and wanted to share a few thoughts with you that are on my heart this afternoon in hopes that they'll encourage you. And especially today I want to talk to men, because similar to what's happened in our culture with women, men have been assaulted on every side in regards to their identity. And one of the areas that's happened most has been in regards to a man's view, or the way that the culture views men when it comes to sexual desire. So many places, on TV, movies, in the music we listen to, and you'll even hear it in churches, there's a view of men that goes something like this. If a man is given the opportunity to lust, he will not say no. And maybe even more so, the message goes something like this. If a man is given an enticing opportunity to lust, he is not a man if he says no. That there's something tied between being a man and the inability to say no to lust. This is such a travesty. There was a time when to be a man, it was understood that that man must be able to say no to sexual desire for the sake of others, for the sake of his wife, for the sake of women in general, for the sake of children, for the sake of his own honor. And that time may date back as far as the garden, but that is the vision of manhood that we have to recapture. That if a man is truly a man, living as a whole, strong man, as God designed, then that man can say and will say no to sexual desire when it is outside the bounds of what God has designed. We have to recapture the vision that says to be a whole man, to be complete and mature in our manhood, means that we have the strength and resolve to say no to sexual desire, even when that desire is intense. Sexual desire is not just a selfish gratification that men are helpless against, but rather, sexual desire is something that men have power over for the sake of others. They use their masculine strength, the good of their masculinity, for the sake of others, rather than using others for the sake of some wimpy and flimsy, hypersexualized version of masculinity. If you are a man listening to this today, and you find in your experience that you can't, in fact, say no to your sexual desire, there are times when you are faced with sexual temptation and you're giving in over and over and over again, despite the fact that you've tried to stop, then I've got a word of encouragement for you. Number one, know that you are not alone. Obviously, you're not alone. But number two, and you must fight to hold on to this, it is not who you are made to be. You actually are made for sexual purity. You are made to have mastery over your sexual desires. You must hold to that God's design for you and his vision for your life. In fact, the reason, or one of the reasons, that Christ came to die for you was to reclaim the fullness of your masculine strength, that you would have dominion and you would have self-mastery over your own body and your own sexual desires. Number three, get help if you need it. And if you're not able to say no to sexual temptation today in specific areas of your life, then you need it. If you discovered that every night when you went to sleep, you would be transformed into some hideous beast that devoured the flesh of others, and every morning when you woke up, you would encounter this carnage around you, and you found that, gosh, it wasn't some outside animal going after things. It was me when I was sleeping that was doing these awful things. If you found that was the case, what would you do? What lengths would you go to ensure that when you weren't awake, you couldn't do the harm that you had been doing? I would guess that most men listening to this, if you found out that you turned into some foul beast in the middle of the night, you would have yourself bound. You would call up brothers and say, you gotta lash me to this bed. You gotta fight me off in the middle of the night so I don't keep doing the damage I'm doing to others. Likewise, if you need help, get help so that you stop devouring the flesh of others sexually. You stop misusing the images of men and women. You stop sleeping around. You stop using other people for your own selfish sexual gratification. Get help so that you stop doing that. And qualified others, those who have experience with this, will help you set up boundaries so that you have less and less of an opportunity while you are yet asleep, while you are yet in bondage to sexual sin, until you are strong enough to say no. And that brings me to the fourth point. The fourth point is, even those of you who are on this journey and who are working this stuff out, don't stop this journey in the place of simply having boundaries set up. You've got filters on your computer so that you can't look at pornography when you're tempted. Fantastic. You've got accountability on your computer so that so others are receiving reports about your online activity. Fantastic. You have certain restrictions on your bank account so you can't purchase things. You have cut off relationships with certain people. You run away from certain situations. That's great. That's all a part of the process. But don't stop there. You were made to have self-mastery over your sexual desires. So continue to press into the Lord. Continue to pray with your brothers. Continue to seek honest accountability relationships where you can confess the thoughts and intentions of your heart until you are purified, until you are strengthened to the point where you're able to stand upright and look temptation in the eye and say no. Until you can say no to sexual temptation because you have a bigger yes. And that bigger yes is being a man who doesn't lust, but a man who loves sacrificially and who lays down his body, his sexual desires for the good of others. Oh, men, we need to recapture this vision. Please, please leave your questions, leave your comments in the comment field. This is a worthy conversation that we can have as men. If you disagree with what I'm saying, write it down in the comment field. I'd love to hear from you. If you agree and you're struggling and you have questions, write it down in the comment field. Men, we have got to be talking about these things. We've got to be bringing this to the light and going after this. So please remember those four things. I look forward to continuing this journey with you men because this world is in desperate, desperate need of men who are living out the self-mastery I'm talking about and living into the vision of full and strong masculinity that has given itself for the good of others and is laying down sexual desires, even when it feels like sacrifice, for the good of others, to love others well, just like Christ, the ultimate man, did on the cross for his bride and for all of us.